WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you can be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good Monday morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 2 years ago, the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council approved building 240 apartments north of the Blinn College campus. Developers now want to add another 72 units, and that's generated neighborhood opposition.
Tomorrow's City Council meeting takes up a P&Z recommendation granting the expansion on land bordered by Villa Maria, Nash, and William Joe Bryan. 11 homeowners to the east in the Briar Meadows subdivision talked about the increased traffic and on-street parking from a maximum of 528 apartment bedrooms. Dorothy Hagan among the speakers.
We have lived within apartments, and they are very noisy. The motorcycles go, and the cars go boom, 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 boom. Now, how would you like to live by that?
The Briar Meadow developer, Paul Aventis, says the apartment complex will be marketed to young professionals.
We tried to do an age-restricted 55 and older apartment complex a while back, but it was a tax credit. Everyone has started talking that it was low income and all that. This is not low income.
If approved by the council, the parking issue would be resolved by a 15-member site planning committee. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
More than 4,000 Texas A&M students living on campus this fall will not be required to have a meal plan. Spokesman Shane Hinckley says that follows negotiations led by interim president Mark Hussey with students and the school's dining service provider.
Dr. Hussey opened it up for them to talk about the concerns that students had reported to them through surveys and other interactive means, and came to the conclusion that we needed to draft a new dining plan.
This fall, only freshmen living on campus and cadets will be required to have a meal plan. Hinckley says there are no changes in the five-year, $125 million dining services agreement. Governor Perry's choice for interim president at Texas A&M has left his job with the A&M system. The Eagle reported Guy Diedrich resigned last month, and he was paid $300,000 a year as the system's vice chancellor for strategic initiatives. Diedrich has been with the system and the flagship school in various roles for the last 10 years. Tonight's agenda for the Bryan School Board meeting includes possible action on a resolution for a bond issue in November. During a board workshop 2 weeks ago, Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the Facilities Committee talked about grade alignment in general without naming an elementary that would be closed.
We didn't talk specific, and so for us to do that yet would be a little premature, so we just wanted to make for sure it said either or. We don't know yet.
You can read the draft resolution online at WTAW.com. Hundreds of thousands of 911 dispatchers are recognized each April during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. Overseeing the dispatch operation for the College Station Police Department is Bob Radke.
You may be on the phone getting some information from a caller and at the same time listening to the officer's information coming back to you on the radio and returning information that you are hearing from the caller to the officer on the radio.
Radke says his staff of 20 handles a yearly volume of 420,000 calls. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Attention, please. There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.
Thank you. Long name, amazing results.
Good morning at 6:09. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here we go.
This week is looking warm across the region. We'll have partial sun develop today. There could be a stray shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today 80 to 85. Lots of clouds tonight. The risk for a shower or a thunderstorm overnight, low 60 to 65. Partial sun, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 60 to 65, and it's mostly sunny and 80 to 85 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports page with the Aggie baseball team doing more than a little well against Kentucky, at least one of the three games. The men's tennis team is the SEC championship in a big playoff game. It's one and you're done, or I'm sorry, one to get in this case, for the Bryan Lady Vikings. We'll have that and more coming up in sports at about 6:50 or so.
Well, oftentimes we hear the wonderful stories that happen for people who meet in online dating services or whatever that, whatever that commercial is I saw over the weekend.
Match.com or
whoever,
something like that.
Somebody patting themselves on the back. But not so fast there, escape key. A woman has been reunited with her Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, good.
And flat-screen TV. That both were snatched during her first date with a guy she met online. The woman called police early Saturday to say that her dog, Violet, I don't know why we need to know the dog's name, but it's here anyway, Violet, had been tied by its leash to the television. Both were left in the front yard of her Dover, New Jersey home. She reported that they were both in good health, apparently. Authorities say that the pair met on a dating site, went out for their first date on Thursday night. After returning home, the woman said that she became occupied in another room, leaving the man alone. When she returned, he was gone. So was her dog. It says here is valued at $4,000. I don't know. And the TV worth $3,000.
Oh, geez.
TV, the dog's worth more than the TV? Anyway, the woman said she knew the man only as Joel and believed that he lived in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Police said Saturday that the man's identity and charges, his identity was known now and the charges would be filed after the investigation was finished. Police said that the man used the woman's cell phone, so they dusted it for fingerprints. Oh, so this guy was an Einstein, wasn't he? And they also checked other locations in the short-lived couple's visit on their
date. I just think he was maybe trying to ensure a second date.
Is that it? you want to see your dog again?
It's the equivalent of I left my purse at your house.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I left something there. Yeah. Or I took something away.
Info.
Nation.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what he was thinking. And what, again, yeah.
Did he get it out of the lawn and think, never mind.
Yeah, I don't think so. Plane,
this is really heavy.
It's not. Yeah.
I think it'd be on that new prison dating website now.
No. The good morning meeting.
We're going to have a great time today. Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Well, by golly, we woke up this morning and it was April the 21st. April the 21st.
That would be something if it was
August. It was August.
Yeah, really. This is day 111. Got 254 of them to go. Today's kindergarten day. I guess that's okay. Today is chocolate-covered cashews day.
Cashews are on their own. Yeah. They don't need any.
No, they do all right. Patriots Day in New England. We'll talk about that later today. It's a National Karaoke Week. So we get a whole week of that. Not so many karaoke places as there used to be. Time was, that was quite the craze.
Yes.
It is now Administrative Professionals Week. It used to be National Secretaries Week, but of course they've upscaled that to Administrative Professionals because they do a whole lot more than a secretary used to.
Well, and they get, you know, a whole week now instead of just a day.
That's right. But I think Wednesday is Secretary's Day. It may be Friday, because bosses are what bosses are. So we're kind of telling you early on.
Telegraphing this a little.
Yeah. We might remind you tomorrow is the second day of the Administrative Professionals Week, that kind of thing. The White House Easter egg roll, of course, is today, and we know about the Boston Marathon also. And another day to celebrate today, and you might want to ask permission, is Dingus Day. Dingus Day. You familiar with Dingus Day?
No.
Dingus Day comes from Poland. And I don't know the...
You kick somebody in their dingus?
No, I don't remember exactly the whole reason it is, but apparently on this day in Poland, or on Dingus Day in Poland, today is Dingus Day, USA, you throw water on women. Apparently that... apparently celebrated sometimes, it said that you would chase girls and squirt them with water guns.
Oh.
Too. So, as I say, I think it's probably something that you would want to ask about beforehand. There probably have been beach parties where they have celebrated Dingus Day when it wasn't actually Dingus Day.
Probably. I was thinking it was every weekend at Daytona Beach.
Yeah, sure, where T-shirts tend to get wet sometimes. And so, just letting you know that that's today. Again,
No, don't be mad. Don't be mad. It's Dingus Day. It's okay.
We're celebrating, right? And the weather will be warm enough here to do that.
Yes.
So just letting you know, but you might ask ahead of time. All right, for birthdays.
Tony Romo is 34 years old today. James McAvoy from the X-Men is 35. Rob Riggle is 44 from SNL, and he was in one of the Hangover movies.
Oh yeah.
Nicole Sullivan is 44 from King of Queens. Mm-hmm. Robert Smith from Cure, 55. Andy McDowell, 56 years old, from Groundhog Day and Three Weddings and a Funeral, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake from Wrestling, 57.
You're kidding.
No.
I had no idea.
Tony Danza, who has never played anything on television where his name wasn't Tony, if you think about it.
And he got $250 of my money I'll never get back. So.
For what?
Well, I went and saw him on Broadway.
Oh, what was the show?
The Producers.
Oh, not that good, was it?
No, I got a chance to push Liza Minnelli, though. That was the word.
Oh, well, there you go. I like that.
In front of me, but that was the highlight of the evening. Yeah, here we go.
63 today, Tony.
It's best to buy tickets before you go, you know. Because if you wait till the last minute, you end up seeing Tony Danza. You know?
Shoving Liza Minnelli.
Well, you know.
Gary Condit, remember him?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's 66. Iggy Pop is 67. Charles Grodin.
Oh, he's a funny guy. I don't really
like him. I do, too. Yeah. 79 years old. And Her Royal Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, is 88 years old today.
Wow. Tony Romo.
I got that one first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Started out with him. I just got so sidetracked by Brutus Beefcake.
I thought you got wound up about shoving lies.
Well, that was kind of cool, too.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Cliven Bundy, the Nevada rancher, has been battling the federal government for decades over the right of his cattle to graze on public lands, state lands. Now, things have escalated with the Federal Bureau of Land Management. They sent out armed men, helicopters surrounding Cliven Bundy's ranch and rounding up his cattle. Now, the Bundy family, they claim they have grazing rights on the land for more than a century. The federal government has now decided at this moment, even though they don't need the land, that they have the say in what's going to happen to this property because they need to protect the desert tortoise. So we use police power of government, intimidate a family, violate their constitutional rights because the government says they want to protect a tortoise. The same tortoise that wasn't protected when Harry Reid was involved in his big land deal.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, friends, I have added to my medicine cabinet, and it's called Salon Pause Jet Spray. You know, when my back flares up, my shoulder flares up, my knees start to ache, well, I spray it right where it hurts, and then in no time at all, it freezes my pain, and it keeps it away for hours and hours. You know what? It really works. So I urge you to try Salon Pause Jet Spray. Now, it's in a blue metal can. It has a dark blue cap. Salon Pause, you want the original. It's powerful relief whenever, wherever you need it. Use as directed.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man said he recently informed his wife he's going to start waxing his chest. Only because the waxing place is right near Golfsmith. And they're about to have trade-in days. For a limited time only, when you trade in your old clubs, you get a 50% bonus towards new ones. He's got a lot of clubs to trade in, so he's going to wax his chest, eyebrows, back, and, well, just check out trade-in days at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
The 30th Annual Wine and Roses Festival at Messinahoff is Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Taste wine, stomp grapes, enjoy live music, and more. Entrance to the festival is free. Visit messinahoff.com today. Call 778-WINE.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Normandy Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Normandy Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Normandy Tractor is known as a place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See us at normandytractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Business economists are generally upbeat. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Bad weather and rising costs put pressure on a lot of companies at the beginning of the year, but most members of the National Association for Business Economics still expect increased growth for all of 2014. 9 out of 10 economists report sales at their company rose or held steady in the first quarter, and there has been a strong increase in the number who expect their firms to add workers or increase capital spending. Kraft issued a recall for 96,000 pounds of Oscar Mayer wieners. The hot dogs are safe to eat, except for people with dairy allergies. Kraft says some packages labeled as classic wieners may contain classic cheese dogs instead. New Chobani products will be appearing on store shelves. The Greek yogurt maker will introduce pudding-like desserts and yogurt dips, and it will package some of its yogurt with steel-cut oats to attract breakfast eaters. Stock market futures are slightly higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-259-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-259-MYTV. Sign up for packages as low as $19.99. 1-855-259-MYTV. 1-855-259-MYTV.
We're a regional business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFFICES.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2014 CRV or Crosstour. Or lease a 2014 Accord for only $199 per month for 36 months.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 624. We'll check the check the weather in just a minute. The mayor of a small town in the Philadelphia suburbs can offer a guarantee to his constituents he won't be going to bed hungry. Ed Foley.
As Shabazz had said earlier, is that what this is from?
Yeah. As what is Shabazz?
The basketball player from UConn that said that he went to bed hungry.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that won't be happening, though. The name of the town is Jenkintown, J-E-N-K-I-N-T-O-W-N. I love spelling on the radio again. Jenkintown Mayor Ed Foley, in a gut-busting campaign to draw attention to his tiny little borough's varied restaurant scene, set out to visit all 24 of them on Saturday.
Whoa.
Starting with your pre-dawn visit to IHOP. You go to the Waffle House, it makes IHOP seem international. he said, I started with one pancake, and IHOP does not want to sell you one pancake. Yes. The second term Democrat said he had to battle his mom guilt from restaurant staff as he has eaten his way across the town so small that it only needed to build in 15 minutes in walk time from place to place. He said several restaurants had opened in recent years, and more are poised to join them in the coming months, but he was surprised to count them and see 24 restaurants now populate this town that is less than a square mile.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa.
About 20 years ago, he said they had only one place to eat. At some stops, he was able to limit his intake, an egg and a piece of bacon at Joey Tate's, a single cupcake at Velvet Sky, but when he hit La Perugla, his request for one latke produced three, along with a bowl of matzo ball soup. Well, we need to challenge our mayors to do that. What do you think?
Oh, my.
What do you think?
Nancy would die.
Yeah, she'd just go, ah.
Mayor Barry would
probably
just,
not gonna do
no.
That. Anyway, we'll just see. I'm just saying. The thing is, I'm guessing what he's trying to do is he's trying to promote getting people to come to his town to eat.
Uh-huh.
They need to make sure. Not a problem here. I don't know if you've noticed or not.
Oh, man, it's just a few miles north of Philadelphia. Okay.
Yeah, it's that may be what it is people go into the city to eat, and as a result, they're not thinking about that. And with that in mind, notice the radio professional that I am, I moved right into this commercial.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, the chamber and title sponsor, HEB, for the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April the 29th, beginning at 5:45 at the Brazos County Expo Complex. You'll be treated to your favorite food, professional chef demonstrations, and the best from approximately 35 local restaurants. Ticket prices begin at just $25. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April 29th. Call 260-5200 for tickets and more details.
There you go, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Unintentional, but it worked out so well. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Got a pretty good run going here, folks. We're going to be in the 80s all the way up to about 85 by the end of the week. Slight chance of showers today and tonight. And low temperature each night will be in the 60s. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 12, 93% relative humidity. Got an overcast sky out there, and it's 65 degrees.
If you're concerned about your health and your weight, you may want to take a look at how much sugar you eat each day. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Got a tax problem? If so, please listen to this important message. The IRS and state collectors can legally come after much of what you own and will take all necessary action to collect any unpaid taxes. If you have unfiled tax returns, have been issued a wage garnishment, are being audited, or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000, 911 Tax Relief can help. Our expert team of tax professionals can immediately protect you from the IRS and will provide you a free confidential tax analysis showing you the best resolution to your problem, guaranteed. You may qualify to have up to 90% taken off the amount you will owe, have all collection activities against you stopped, or for other IRS programs. You may even qualify to not have to pay the IRS a single penny. It's critical you get the right information to protect yourself, so call now for a free tax analysis. Dial 800-654-5464. 800-654-5464. That's 800-654-5464.
While we have focused on fat in the diet as a source of weight gain, more and more evidence is pointing to sugar as a big part of the problem.
You know, increasingly, there's science that comes out almost daily linking it to one metabolic disease after another, from pancreatic cancer, obesity, type 2 diabetes.
Sarah Wilson, author of the book I Quit Sugar, says when you eat sugar or fructose, it's very hard to stop.
This kind of made sense 10,000 years ago when we were cavemen. Fructose was so rare. It was a few berries here and there and maybe a little bit of honey. And so we were designed to kind of seek it out, be obsessed by it, and then to binge on it. And the reason for that is because it was such a great source of instant fat. It was the best source of fat and still is.
Cutting back on sugar is difficult because it's in just about everything you eat.
But it can be done. In fact, Sarah's done it.
So I eat well within the American Heart Association and the World Health Organization's recommendations, which is 6 to 9 teaspoons of sugar a day. The average American is consuming more than 22 teaspoons a day.
And a good place to start cutting back on sugar is fruit juice.
The glass of apple juice contains exactly the same amount of sugar as a can of cola, so about 9 to 10 teaspoons of sugar. So fruit juice is a really, really number one. Really avoid it.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board may decide tonight how to proceed with a November bond election. A draft resolution, which is online at WTAW.com, was discussed during a board workshop 2 weeks ago. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the price tag might be a bit less than the last estimate of $140 million.
That's where I think we found some additional, where we can cut the project down.
The resolution calls for turning Stephen F. Austin into administrative offices and building a new school for either 5th and 6th graders or 7th and 8th graders.
We just didn't want to say which schools yet. We wanted to refine the plan, and so it's just either or right now.
The proposal calls for closing one elementary, which the superintendent says has not been decided. Board members have not demonstrated any opposition to the grade realignment, which would also convert elementaries to kindergartens through 4th grade buildings. For the second time in 3 years, a proposed apartment complex near Blinn College is coming before the Bryan City Council.
In 2012, the council approved 240 units on land bordered by William Joe Bryan, Villa Maria, and Nash. Before construction began, developers have returned requesting an expansion to a maximum of 312 units, amounting to 528 bedrooms. Developer Paul LaVenta spoke last month when the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval.
This is for young professionals. There's a lot of people in the St. Joseph area. There's a lot of people that go in all the hospital area over here that work. It's badly needed. You can't find housing in the area.
Levinas also is involved in the nearby Briar Meadows subdivision, where 11 homeowners in the age-restricted development oppose the apartments. Speakers include Bob Mosley, who says traffic congestion on Broadmoor would be as bad as Munson Street in College Station, where he worked as city engineer.
And if you add that many more density to the apartment complex, it's only going to aggravate the problem.
A concern shared by P&Z and neighbors is parking, since the proposal calls for only 8 guest spaces. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Those who eat on the Texas A&M campus will be seeing more changes. This fall marks the start of the third year of a private company, Chartwell's, in charge of campus dining. The more than 5,000 survey responses from students last fall went into discussions this spring between the provider, university administrators, and student leaders. University spokesman Shane Hinckley says the end result are changes to drop meal plan requirements this fall for more than 4,000 sophomores, juniors, and seniors who live on campus.
And I think that's what was key. Is that we wanted to make sure that it met everybody's needs, the students' needs, the infrastructure's needs, the university's needs, and that's what was great about this plan, is everybody was able to participate and came away with a solution that benefited everyone.
The mandate now applies to freshmen and members of Corps of Cadets who have always had dining plans. Hinckley says no changes were made to the $125 million five-year contract, and the new dining plan agreement provides enough money for Chartwell's to make a variety of changes this summer, among them the Sabisa Dining Hall, adding cooking and a service stations in the dining room. Chartwell's also plans to bring back Starbucks, Lime Fresh Mexican Grill, and Chick-fil-A to campus. 4 months after not being named interim president of Texas A&M, an administrator with the A&M system resigned. The Eagle reported Guy Diedrich stepped down from his $300,000 a year job as vice chancellor of strategic initiatives. Governor Perry wanted the A&M regents to select Diedrich as interim president. Perry's endorsement of someone who was not an educator rankled faculty members. For the last 10 years, Diedrich had various roles with the flagship campus and the system. Old cell phones can still be used to call 911, and that's causing an increasing problem for 911 dispatchers. College Station's chief communications officer, Bob Radke, says remove the battery before giving phones to children as a toy.
Because every cell phone now can call 911, and when you do dial 911 from your cell phone, And if you should happen to reach us and it is an error, stay on the phone with us so we can determine where and what's happening to make sure that you're okay. When you don't and we send someone to the location, we put resources out there that you know may be needed to assist someone that's having an actual emergency.
Radke says if you're unsure whether your call is an emergency, go ahead and call 911.
Well, it's not bad to call when you didn't need to, unless you're, you know, purposely doing it or trying to get someone in trouble, which that in that case is illegal anyway.
In College Station, dispatchers handle around 30,000 911 calls a year. WTAW News time is 6:35. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Sorry, I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Are you ready for a personalized one-on-one exercise program? Super Slow is just that. Give them a call at 693-6100. Go in, the first session's absolutely free. Takes about 30 minutes or a little bit less. But most importantly, this is focused on you and what you want to get out of this program. Again, the number to call is 693-6100. Go in, try the machines out. You know, there are machines that they've had since I started going there that I've never been on because that's not part of my personalized exercise program. So if you want one-on-one attention that can efficiently move you through a workout plan that you're committed to, then Super Slow is the solution for you. Call them today at 693-6100. Make the choice that can make a difference for the rest of your life. And again, it is a commitment to do just that. They'll work with you every step of the way. Give them a call at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com. April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. F-R-E-E, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on by and see us.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some sun will develop today, but there'll also be some passing cloudiness. There could be some showers and thunderstorms. Highs today 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms around tonight. Lows will fall back to about 60 to 65. Partial sun tomorrow. Shower, thunderstorm may pop up during the day, 80 to 85. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65, and it's sunny Wednesday with highs of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Needed to be able to answer as a group, and every time that opportunity has presented itself, our guys have always answered.
An answer they did yesterday. Aggie baseball came off losing two to win big yesterday. Also, playoff action in high school softball. The Lady Vikings win and you're in, plus Major League Baseball and the NBA's in the playoffs as well. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you in about 10 minutes or so.
Went and caught a little of that. Kentucky's pretty
pretty good baseball team.
Yeah, they can hit the ball pretty well.
They hit the ball a lot. Yes, they did.
Speaking of hitting, did you see
saw an inside the park home run.
Oh, Saturday. Cool.
No, it wasn't. No, it was for the other team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's still kind of cool.
Yeah, well, it is. This guy he did a good job. What's up?
A guy knocked I think it was the Miami game. Guy knocked the cover off the baseball.
Wow!
Literally seamed it. Went to the third baseman. He tried to throw it over to first, and it just kind of fell apart halfway there.
Sounds to me like we need to have an investigation because they tell us about that. Don't they make them in Haiti? I think they.
I believe so.
If they still do or not, you know, they're supposed to be hand stitched and all that kind of stuff. We're going to have to start writing on the inside, inspected by number 27. You know, assembled.
It was already written on the inside. It said, help me.
Yeah. Get me out of here. Yeah. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Yesterday was a fantastic day. Boy, the weather was
beautiful. Yes, it was.
Golly. That was kind of fun. Now we've got to talk about politics. Huh? You know, there's an interesting thing that's happening. Again, I get a little geeky when it comes to water. I just think, you know, water rights and things like that is kind of an important deal because there's a finite amount of it. And you got to decide where it's going to go. And if you take a big, long river like the Brazos River, for instance, mm-hmm. you got people upriver and then you got people downriver. And, you know, everybody needs to be able to take a little bit out so that there's enough for everybody. And then you got something to flow into the ocean. Well, that's more of a problem out in West Texas where water's scarce. In East Texas, it's not so bad, and the Brazos River generally has been okay. But they are about to announce a water master for the Brazos River. What that means is that's somebody who's going to oversee the water usage. And the reason that happened is because of the drought that we had. At the end of the river, down in Freeport, is Dow Chemical. Dow Chemical uses more water out of the Brazos River than anybody else. Well, because of the drought and people taking some upstream, they are in a first position. In other words, they can call their water rights, and they are senior water rights over everybody else along the Brazos River. Did you know that?
No. Well, sort of.
And they called that last year for the first time because the river got so low that their pumps couldn't pump water out of it. And, of course, that makes farmers and folks like that upriver a little bit angry that the big guy down here gets to decide where all the waters go, that they're going to get first pick of the water. So they've decided to put a water master in. There are only three water masters in the state of Texas, and the other two are out in West Texas or in dryland areas. This one in the Brazos is going to be along the Brazos River. So we'll see how all that plays out. But and we're getting back down. What, we're about 5 inches down already? And
I believe so.
Yeah, and we're in April, so you know we need to catch up a little bit there. But
yeah, because when it rains here, it doesn't fill it up. From the north.
No.
Because that's where we need it to rain.
Got to have it up there. Really up near Fort Worth is where all this stuff starts and starts moving down through here. So
Waco taking it.
Yeah, that's it. To put water on that new football stadium that seats like 25,000 people. Yeah. Yeah. We got
anytime
that
we can
on.
Blame Waco, it's good.
Let's do that, you know. Okay, so yesterday the talk shows, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's the National Democrat Committee chairwoman, has insisted that the president will not be swayed by politics when it comes to making his final decision on the Keystone Pipeline. Will not. She says the decision over the Keystone Pipeline is complex, and it's one that has to be examined very carefully. Shh. We're hunting pipelines.
We're hunting oil.
I might actually think higher of Ms. Schultz if she spoke like Elmer Fudd.
You know, you think about that. Just trying to, yeah, see how that works. And the deal is, you know, there was some thought that it was going to get approved because that would make it easier, certainly for Mary Landrieu,
yeah.
who is the senator in Louisiana, who's having kind of a tough race. And then, of course, Lisa Murkowski, who's the Republican senator from Alaska, she kind of cares about this too. So we'll see what happens, but an announcement that was made Friday said that the Keystone Review itself is probably going to be extended indefinitely, which means maybe they think they're okay. Maybe they think Mary Landrieu has got the votes that she needs to get reelected, and they do not have to approve the Keystone Pipeline. So
there's no point in talking about that. It's not political. It has nothing to do with politics.
Really? No, nothing. That's right, because that's what Debbie told us. She just told us that. A Democrat spokesperson
says that his party's rhetoric heading into the November midterms, he says the Republicans in the House of Representatives are the most toxic brand that you will find anywhere in any poll. Said the fact that these people are the ones that are supporting the Paul Ryan budget are so out of touch with most Americans, they're trying to put up statewide. It is why in state after state after state, I really like our chances to continue to control the Senate. Okay.
If a sentence starts with those people.
Yeah. Yeah. As opposed to you people.
Those people.
Yeah, those people. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. You know, the numbers they roll out on Obamacare, a lot of people feel like that looks good. Again, they're not giving us the numbers of people who are paying for it. And if they would let us know the number of people that are paying for it. One Democrat strategist is telling CNN, I think it's easier to talk about issues like equal pay or an increase in minimum wage than talk about the Affordable Care Act. Obamacare has always been less popular. This person, the strategist, says, I think we're going to see some of these impressions change, but for some members, they look at one poll number and they think, maybe I should speak about something else. And so as a result, they're just not going to talk about the Affordable Care Act as much. Fine. And finally, and strangely, I think, a guy over at Newsmax, Steve Malzberg, believes that the Chelsea Clinton pregnancy was planned for political purposes. Malzberg concluded that Bill and Hill have been pressuring Chelsea to get pregnant at a time that would benefit her campaign.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Wow.
I just don't even want to buy into it. I'd like to think there's some semblance of just propriety about this family.
Yeah, well. And we'll never know.
No, we won't.
It's great, you know, it's great Monday morning quarterbacking type stuff.
There's plenty of other things I can be cynical about. I just really, grandchildren.
Yeah. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Tom Light Chevrolet, Chamois Car Wash, The Sleep Station, and C&J Barbecue. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 26th, explore the world of toxic plants. Identify the spring plants that can affect your livestock and the symptoms they cause this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When it comes to Southern tree traditions, none holds a candle to magnolias. Magnolias, the stars of the Texas springtime. I'll have details in today's program right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. Mention magnolias and bring to mind all the tradition of the South. It's a rich heritage, and it's only getting better with the introduction of new and improved hybrids. The starting point for this fine group of plants is Southern Magnolia, Magnolia grandiflora. That sounds great, doesn't it? Native from East Texas clear to the Atlantic Ocean, Southern Magnolia is a stately, large, evergreen tree. It's grown not only for its beautiful foliage, but also for the large, showy white blooms each spring and early summer. Mature height of the species is 50 to 60 feet with a spread of 30 or 40 feet at maturity. It's slow growing, but it is a spectacular large tree. Majestic Beauty Magnolia was patented and introduced several decades ago by a large West Coast wholesale nursery. Its leaves and flowers, if you come across it, are larger than those of the species. It's grafted to ensure it's being true to form. I have one, and it's beautiful, Majestic Beauty Magnolia. A more recent introduction called Little Gem is a compact version of the original. In all respects, Little Gem is half the size of standard Southern Magnolia. That includes flowers, leaves, height, and spread. It grows to about 25 to 30 feet tall and 15 or 20 feet wide, maybe 25. It's the perfect solution for the devoted Southern gardener who wants the beauty of a magnolia, but who lacks the large ground space they normally require. If you have even less space, maybe a townhome or a zero lot line home, you may want an even smaller Southern Magnolia, one called Teddy Bear. Teddy Bear grows to about 15 or 18 feet tall and 12 feet wide. It looks like it would get larger, but it doesn't. Timeless Beauty Magnolia was introduced several years ago. It's intermediate between the cultivars we've given some 3/4 as tall as wide as Magnolia grandiflora. It's perfect for those in-between spaces. It's not easy to find Timeless Beauty, but if you do, it's lovely. There are several other cultivars of Southern Magnolias, each selected for its own specific traits and propagated by grafting. Ask your nurseryman, how tall, how wide will this one grow? Consider, too, other magnolia species. There are lots of them. Most common among them in Texas is saucer magnolia, misidentified by many Texans as tulip tree. Now, it's deciduous with kind of pink flowers or lavender flowers early in the spring. Northeast Texas, its best place. I'm Neil Sperry. The first year is critical for your new plants. We'll talk about it in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Aggie baseball dropped its first two games of a series to Kentucky, but got a little payback on Sunday, and Coach Childress really couldn't have been happier with the performance.
Needed to be able to answer as a group, and every time that opportunity's presented itself, our guys have always answered, and couldn't be more proud of them than the way we played today.
The maroon and white trailing coming out of the top of the first inning came roaring out of the gates themselves, scoring 5 runs in the bottom half of the inning, and then rode Grayson Long's top performance of the season to a 14-2 thumping of now number 17 Kentucky. Here's Coach Childress again.
Yeah, when A.J. hit the ball, I mean, he had counted for 7 of the last 12 runs that Kentucky'd scored, and you know, he was the one guy going in the weekend we didn't want to let beat us, and, you know, that's how good a hitter he is, and kind of took the air out of the stadium. And, you know, we came in and with 2 outs and nothing going, nobody on and 2 outs, just like that, we score 5 runs and breathe some life into our team and our dugout, and we continued to, you know, offensively as good as we have all year long.
The Aggs head south on Tuesday when they travel to Houston for a 6:30 contest against number 21 Rice at Reckling Park. The number 11 Texas A&M men's tennis team defeated number 15 Florida 4-2 and won the 2014 SEC Men's Tennis Championship in Nashville, hosted by Vandy. The Aggies' record improves to 24-6 on the season. Only playoff action in high school is today for right now anyway. The Bryan Lady Vikings will be involved in a District 14-5A playoff game tonight when they take on College Park at 6. That game is in Montgomery. The two teams have tied for 4th and final playoff spot on Thursday when Bryan beat College Park 1-0. So it's win and you're in. Tonight's game will be broadcast on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In NBA playoff action from yesterday,
Harden doubles team, makes a move, now leans back, cut off, 2 seconds, leans back, a fadeaway shot, missed, game over! In one of the absolutely most thrilling games, the Blazers steal game 1.
It was back and forth, and LaMarcus Aldridge scored a franchise playoff record 46 points to lift the Portland Trail Blazers to a 122-120 victory over the Houston Rockets in game 1 of the first round of the playoff series. Dwight Howard says, you can really never, ever, ever take the postseason for granted.
Went to the finals once before, and once you get there, you're like, man, I can go every year. But things don't happen that easy, you know, so never take the moment that you have in front of you for granted.
Down the road in San Antonio Spurs held the Dallas Mavericks to field goal in the final 7 minutes to rally from 10 back to win 90-85 in game one of the first round of the playoff series. The Mavericks also went scoreless for 5.5 minutes during that stretch, their lone field goal coming as time expired. Tim Duncan scored 27 points, and here's Coach Greg Popovich after the game.
I mean, they missed some easy shots, and that helped us. We played some good defense. That helped us. So, you know, a little bit of everything.
The Miami Heat and Washington Wizards were also winners in yesterday's NBA playoffs. Josh Donaldson in Major League Baseball homered and doubled twice to back another solid start by Jesse Chavarez as the Oakland Athletics beat Houston 4-1. The Chicago White Sox snapped a four-game losing streak and pounded the Texas Rangers 16-2. Texas A&M men's golf team defeated Colorado 3-2 on Sunday during match play competition at Prairie Dunes. And finally, a total of 16 victories highlighted Texas A&M's performance at the LSU Alumni Gold Invitational. That went down on Saturday. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years. Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. See, you didn't buy that lottery ticket, so as a result, the money's still waiting on you.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, good. Still there. It's if you weren't here earlier, Patrick came up with one of those things that you need to write down somewhere on the wall. Just kind of in passing, he said, "Was I have enough things I could be cynical about?"
Yeah. There's plenty I can be cynical about.
Oh, you're way too young to be like that. But anyway, nonetheless, I found that to be interesting.
Scott wants a T-shirt.
Yeah. No winner in Saturday's drawing, so the Powerball on Wednesday night will be $150 million, $87.6 million in cash. Yeah, I know, 44 states and D.C. and the Virgin Islands. $175.2 million to one chance, but what the heck? I mean, you can't win if you don't play. So, there. And is the Texas tuxedo coming back? Fashion photographers in the U.K. spotted none other than Heidi Klum wearing the classic denim-on-denim look while getting a frozen yogurt with her kids. The Texas tuxedo.
I thought that was strictly...